Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, thanks, Jen. We are super stoked this week to present Black Suit Devil, music from their latest album. The project is fronted by singer-songwriter Andy Durego from the Toronto area originally. It's a project with many incarnations, but Black Suit Devil is primarily a solo project featuring Andy's songs, mainly about the human condition and some of the many issues that affect our daily lives these days. He's a very introspective songwriter, and we'll get into it with Andy here in just a little bit. But first, title song from the forthcoming album A Matter of Time on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
Two in a row from A Matter of Time, we heard the title song, and that's Heart of Sin back-to-back here on Atlantic Access, chatting with Andy Durego, who's kind of the heart and soul of Black Suit Devil. How are things today?
All is well, yeah. I'm just here in Abbotsford, British Columbia, on a Vancouver and surrounding area store, but yeah, all is great.
Now, you became sort of a honorary Maritimer last Fredericton for Harvest Festival. When somebody from outside the Maritimes comes here to play for one of these festivals, you become an honorary citizen now, right?
That's great, yeah. Well, I'm happy to be a part of it. It's a great town. Fredericton's always been super sweet to me. I've been touring out there for, I think that was my third tour out there, and I got a lot of friends, I consider them family now, but it was nice to be a part of this year's Harvest Festival. It was a humbling experience to be listed with such great talent.
We're focusing on the album A Matter of Time, which officially gets its release, I believe, in mid-November.
That's right, November 15th at the Rivoli in Toronto. We're having a big CD release party there. I've been selling some copies on this tour. I got some CD copies made, so I figured I was far enough from Toronto that I'd start getting them out there, so.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's wide-held belief, you know, that the conscience and the soul of a nation really is expressed through the artists and the culture of that country, right? And so you pull no punches in getting into the lyrical content of your songs with regards to, you know, compelling current affairs, some things that obviously you have a great passion for.
I do. I've always believed that music or art can be a vehicle for change, a strong vehicle for change. And when I started this Black Suit Devil project, I wanted to do something that was honest to myself, to my views, to my personal experiences, and just to really drive that. There was one thing that I hadn't done in all my musical years, and I just really wanted this to be a true, authentic project for me.
This is obviously generations ago was something that was quite popular. These days, do you find that you're touching on the pulse of a nation or your audiences when they come out? Do they really, do you find that they are responding to those messages?
They do. A lot of them come up to me, and I'll talk a lot about whether it be political issues or whether it be stuff like dealing with mental health issues, and people will come up to me sometimes in tears, just saying thank you for telling that story, and then they would tell me one of their stories and how they relate. And it's honestly a beautiful experience to witness the power of music firsthand. It's just been amazing.
A couple of more tunes we're going to play here. Maybe I can get your vibe on the song Victoria.
Victoria the Island in BC. I was going through a little bit of a rough patch in my life, and that was Victoria was kind of an escape from it all, and went out there and drove around in an RV and just kind of found myself again, and then just seeing what was important in life. And so it's a song about just finding your happy place when things aren't going so well in life.
And just ahead of that, we'll spin I Blame Us All, which really is one of the more introspective, lyrically, songs on the album.
Yes, I wrote that one after watching a news segment with Donald Trump about, I guess, just over a year ago now, when tensions were kind of high between the United States and North Korea, and they were, you know, talking about threatening with nuclear weapons back and forth, and just kind of boggled my head and thinking, this day and age, we're still threatening humanity with these types of weapons, and it's just complete insanity. And just kind of one of those songs that just I wrote right on the spot, and I think I finished it in about 10 minutes, to be honest. And one of those beautiful moments that just the song just flows right out of you.
More with Black Suit Devil coming up, but first we're going to spin I Blame Us All and Victoria back to back on Atlantic Access.
Always friendly with news. that lead her to the north, man, he's lost his screws. But he's no crazier than the red, white, and blue. Oil companies, man, they control me and you. The banking system's played us all for fools. But look at us all sitting there like dogs in our drool, waiting for the next bone to be tossed. Indigenous people still tasting genocide, 'cause a country like ours takes its history and it hides it from the minds of the naively blind, while the prime minister works hard to get your kids high. But it's on, well, it's all right now, son, as long as we got our drugs, we'll be just fine. Just put it in the back of your mind and beg it'll be all right. Just don't shoot the messenger, I'm just playing you a song. I ain't blaming you, hell, I blame a song. Monsanto controlling the world's food supply, as the bottled water company bleeds our oceans dry. But hell so dead as those bills stack so high, that we can't even find the time to even bat an eye. As our kids are glued to their cell phone screens, the powers that be tell them exactly what they need, 'cause human conditioning's been their greatest feat. They have us all locked in little cages, but it's all, well, it's all right now, son, as long as we got our drugs, we'll be just fine. Just put it in the back of your mind and beg him. Shoot the messenger, I'm just
Suit Devil this week on Atlantic Access, speaking with Andy Durego, who's the lifeblood of the project. You named it Black Suit Devil. What's the inside story there?
The inside story is Black Suit Devil is kind of like a representation of the corporate elite. Oftentimes it's men in black suits and ties. These power figures usually look after their own interests as opposed to the interests of the general public and population. A lot of my lyrics are based upon finding equality and it really coming together as a people, so that we can live in a world that's equal for us all.
Do you remember that moment the light bulb came on and you decided that you wanted to be this kind of an artist, that you wanted to take this perhaps to a career level? Do you remember that moment? What was it like?
I had been doing music since I was 13 years old. I'm 37 now, but I was, I jumped from band to band, kind of learning everything and just getting experience, improving my songwriting, improving the business side of it all. And I spent a few years in a band called the Blues Emergency that I was fronting as just a singer. Spent a good 4 or 5 years with them. And when that folded, I came to a crossroads and I didn't even know if I even wanted to pursue music anymore. Came to a crossroads. I was living down at the beaches in Toronto, and after a long day's worth of construction, would go down to the water and just write. And then I decided, you know what, I am going to do it one more time, but this time it's going to be under my own terms. And that's when Black Suit Devil was born. For now, this is the freedom of this this way of working works for me. It's kind of like a therapy for me, to be honest, like doing something that's like true to your heart. Honestly, it's a savior for me. Music has been the primary thing in my life that's always brought joy and a smile to my face. And someone once told me, or I read it somewhere, they said, do music because, not because you can, but because you have to, because it's the only thing that drives you. And for me, that's the truth. And it took me a while to, truly find how to do it, and now I found that now it's this projects for life. Like, this is, I'm going to take this as far as I can,
We're featuring Black Suit Devil and the album A Matter of Time this week, officially released November 15th, but there's a couple of singles that have already been kicking about, including one that we're going to spin here next. It's called Firefly.
Yes, Firefly is it's one I wrote after a cool experience with a bunch of friends at a big rock festival up in upstate New York at Hunter Mountain, a festival called Mountain Jam that's run by one of the guitar players from the Allman Brothers, and just had one of those bonding experiences up there. And as being a musician, you have to write about those magical moments. So that's what that song's all about.
Yeah,
it felt actually that whole weekend felt like something out of Woodstock. Just a very positive vibe and just a bunch of people coming together for the love of music. Top notch. Warren Haynes is the one that runs it. He just has an amazing musical vision and someone that I look up to.
Andy, thanks a lot for your time. We'll let you get back at it there on the West Coast this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And this is Firefly now on Atlantic Access.
Alabama thunder, shaking mountaintops. damage done. Father shames his son from fear of everyone. I say my peace, I pack my bags, I run. Well, mama never liked me in high-heeled shoes. Papa spends his hours just praying away his blues. What the hell was a young man like me ought to do? Spitting up those kids were so mean in school. Now my ma and my pa have got the queer boy blues.
That's Black Suit Devil with Queer Boy Blues on Atlantic Access from the album A Matter of Time. I'm Terry, and the Atlantic Access podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ, Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Back to some homegrown talent for our bonus track this week. Driftwood People are back with their brand new single and promise of more to come. This is Always on Atlantic Access.
I wanna feel something. I want you to notice me. I wanna feel the scars on your hands and the thorns at your feet. I wanna be within your mind if I can only see. Would you reveal yourself?
5 billion others on the line. That's when I walked out.
Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.